Well, hello people. This is about Canada. And although Justin Trudeau has sort of resigned, Canada still is in trouble. You may or may not know that when he was in power, he kind of bought all the media. Well, it was disguised as a grant, but really, he bought all the media so that he'd get favourable coverage. And it worked very well and still is working. Because you only have to read some of the papers like I have, and you see how woke the papers are. How a lot of it is about femmes and their issues. After all, Trudeau says he was a feminist, you see. So I'm afraid Canada is still very, very woke. Which, as we know, never works. And of course, his party's still in power. The only way to solve it would be a clean sweep to put other people in power. But even then, wokeness has ingrained itself everywhere. And it's almost like a very bad virus. It spreads very quickly. Of course, the reason why I'm interested in Canada is because I was born there. And I remember what Canada was like. It was a wonderful place. Good people. But the destruction that Trudeau has done over his period of being Prime Minister has destroyed all that, even in a lot of the rural areas. We live in hope, of course, that it will recover. I might not live long enough to see it. It looks like the new leader of the Conservative Party may be the next Prime Minister. Although he talks a very good talk, he sounds like he may be a professional politician and will bend whatever way the wind is blowing. All the wokeness needs to be removed, eradicated everywhere, because it has no basis on facts or common sense. And it's failed everywhere it's been tried. It's funny, isn't it, how wokeness and feminism kind of come in one fell swoop. Maybe they're kind of related, eh? Thanks for listening, guys. You take it easy.